Informed, non-inflamed. Politics.
Hi, everyone. As I watched last night's GOP debate and looked ahead to this weekend's next Democratic debate, I thought about a couple of scenarios. Here's the first. You go to the doctor. He tells you you are about to be hit with diabetes and cancer. If you don't change your lifestyle soon and for a long time, you will either lose a limb, be incapacitated, or die. What do? Well, you go home and ingest 10 meals loaded with sugar, carbs, and fat. You smoke a pack of cigarettes. You down a case of beer and chase it with some illegal drugs. Then you sit down and you watch the political debates of both parties. Watching the political debates is like killing the health of our fragile yet fully fixable economy. Instead of watching last night's debate and Saturday's upcoming debate, you should do this. Read a column by the Washington Post economics writer Robert J. Samuelson. It is called The Flight from Reality. I urge you to read it. Samuelson cuts through the political bullshit of both parties and shows how our lives are going to be affected for years to come. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is depressing. And there are two reasons. The first is that over the next 5 to 10 years, our government spending is going to go nuts. We are facing massive deficits thanks to entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare. Recipients of Medicare have only paid in 1/3 of what they will use for medical care in their later years. At the same time, everyone wants lower taxes. And because of technology stealing jobs, we should have a slower moving economy. The second reason for feeling glum is that no candidate running for president understands this. Samuelson points out how the GOP and the Democratic economic plans completely ignore this looming disaster. In fact, both parties will exacerbate the situation. We are ignoring it like the patient who ignores the doctor's orders that could save his or her life. Despite the dire warnings from Samuelson and from me, there is some good news. We have the ability to turn this around. The economy is not a death sentence to America, but we need to take some painful steps, and those steps have to cut across and cause pain to all Americans. Samuelson lays out his solutions. They are not too far off from the Simpson-Bowles plan that I talk about. Is it perfect? No, but it is 100 times better than what we are seeing from the candidates on both sides right now. Here's the reality. We cannot tax our way out of this mess. We cannot cut spending to solve the problems, and we cannot invest our way out of it. We need to do all three together. The solutions are simple. We need to increase taxes for everyone. We need to reform the tax code so it is fair and less onerous by cutting deductions. We need to reduce entitlement spending by forcing seniors to pay more and to get benefits later. We need to invest in infrastructure and retraining for the 21st century economy so our kids can pay theirs and our bills. These solutions are equivalent to a lifestyle change. Studies show if you change your lifestyle, 80% of what ails you medically can be cured or controlled. The same, I think, is true for our economy. We are becoming more energy independent. The other good news is that other countries of the world are worse off than we are. So politically, you need to start eating correctly by digesting the right information, and you need to work out your brain and think. Unfortunately, too many of us are sitting on our collective fat asses, eating cake and drinking beer, listening to the garbage of both parties. And really, all they're doing is playing a football game. What we don't realize is that both political parties are on the same team, and they are Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots playing a junior high team in Foxborough. And guess what? We are that junior high team. Because these political parties and their special interest have set up the rules of the game. And none of those rules include the rules of economic reality. The reason we do not have any good choices of presidential candidates is because most Americans don't understand what is going on. Others know what's going on, but refuse to look at the situation using real mathematical numbers. Instead, what we're doing is going to a football game that we don't realize we're the opponent that is getting beaten. All the talk after the debate last night and this morning was about who won. I can tell you who lost. It was the American people. It was our future. In 5 years, we will look back on this election and be able to point to the problems that we have then and the solutions that we failed to deal with now. Please read that article. That's Informed, Not Inflamed.
For more on John Daly, go to informednotinflamed.com.